The Yankton Elks Lodge has their community Easter egg hunt, so we've got the person in charge who's got a really fun name, Allison Spock. Did you ever want to become a doctor when you were younger, you know, because of the name?
I actually did. That was my married name. So.
Okay. Yeah. Well, yeah, true. I guess I thought about that. You married into the Spock family.
Yes.
Good morning and thanks for being here. So you've been in charge of the Easter egg hunt with the Elks Lodge for how long now?
Off and on for at least 26 years.
Not your first rodeo.
No.
Well, you must like doing it for 26 years.
Well, I think it's a lot of fun, and it's a lot of fun to see the kids, the reactions, I guess, like you would say, because it only lasts like 5 minutes, but we put so much work into it, and so I was like, whoosh, it's gone.
Did I read this right? 10,000 candy-filled eggs?
We actually have probably about 12,000 this year.
How long does that take?
Well, we stuff for probably about over a course of 20 to 24 hours. So it's like this weekend, last weekend, and then we're going to do it again. If we have to, we'll do the last minute stuff. But hopefully we'll have everything done by this Sunday.
And how many people are helping stuff those eggs? And if you can tell me, what's inside them?
Oh, just candies inside the eggs. But there are some that have money in them. There's some that will have Dairy Queen ice cream cones in them. And there's some that have prizes in them. So when they have the prizes, they have to just bring them to us and then we'll give them, match them with that, their number with the prize. And we have anywhere assortments of bikes and books and summer toys and just a variety of different things.
Why does the Elks Lodge do a community Easter egg hunt?
We do one because we, as Elks, we like to do things for the community. So we are a fraternal organization that does things like that. And so they give to us, we give to them. So it's basically how it all works. We try to do a lot of community involvement and try to get the Elks name out there because we do good deeds. It's an important thing.
Well, you guys are a good neighbor to me. I live on Fox Run Golf Course, so I go by it quite often. And I've had the pleasure of doing a few events there with my music and stuff. And I really like your venue. You got a great space.
We have a great lodge. And we just got a new addition, which is a great big elk out on the front yard. So
would that be Elroy the elk?
No, this is a real, it's an aluminum figure elk to stand for what we stand for.
And when did that go up?
Just several days ago.
All right. So, because I haven't seen it yet. So I look forward to seeing that.
We'll get back
to Elroy the elk in just a few moments.
Yes.
So I would imagine you have so much attendance, you have to do this somewhere else. And that somewhere else is Saratoma Park.
Yes, we do it at Saratoma Park because of the fact that it's easier for us to group it by age groups. So we have an A and a B and a C and a D field. So we just break them up into each thing. Each kid is allowed to go on those fields. And that way we can control the age groups and the prizes and stuff like that. So we have age appropriate prizes to go with the different age groups.
And it goes up to 10 years old?
10, yeah.
What's more fun, watching the kids go for the eggs or watching the parents watch the kids go for the eggs?
Well, I think it's a combination of, if it depends on which field you're on. If you're on the young field, watching the parents help those little ones try to grab the candies or the eggs. And then when you're trying to teach your kid how to, like on the 3 and 4, we let the parent out there with them, but we try to make sure that the kid is getting all the goodies, you know, not just the parents help, you know, putting them in the basket. So we try to get the kids to learn how to grab them. So by the time they get to be on the 5th and 6th grade age group, then they can do it themselves. Because when they get to 5, it's a free for all. They have to line up along the outer wall of the baseball field. And then when I blow the whistle, then they can go. And it's like a vacuum cleaner. And it's like done in 5 minutes.
It can be pretty chaotic. I've been a part of these. I've never been a part of setting up one. So appreciation for that, because I'm sure it's not easy. I bet you see the personalities come out in kids when they start looking for eggs too. You can really kind of tell what kind of a person they're going to be.
Well, yeah, it's hard to say. Some of them are like grabby and some of them are real shy. And some are like, I don't know if I should go and grab that egg or not. And I'm like, just grab them.
And they're like that kind of when they see the Easter Bunny too. Some are like, oh, Easter Bunny. And some are like, oh no, Easter Bunny.
And we have a long line usually taking pictures of both Elroy and the Easter Bunny. But the parents, sometimes it depends on the age group. Because sometimes if they're like a younger age, they'll go right up. Then they get to a little bit older and they're just like, they're afraid of him. And then you get to the little bit older and then they're just like right there again with the Easter Bunny. It's like Santa Claus, because they just get really quiet in certain ages. And then
everybody knows the Easter Bunny, but not everybody knows Elroy the elk. What can you tell us about Elroy?
Elroy The Elk is the mascot for the drug awareness program that the Elks is an all-volunteer organization throughout the Elks. So we do a lot of promoting drug awareness and getting stuff out there to people for they just to promote the drug awareness. Like they have the DARE program. We call it the DAP program, is a drug awareness program. So
it'll be Saturday the 19th at 1 o'clock in the afternoon. And anything else people need to know about this event or anything else you want to say or any thanks or anything?
If you are coming to the event, try to come early because parking is very limited. And we do try to wait a few minutes after 1 o'clock to blow that whistle. But if you can be there earlier, that's what you should be there. Just get in line. The kids can get in line at the gates, and then we'll line them up and walk them around. But being there a little bit early, that way you can at least partake in the event. We do have extra eggs for kids after the event if they didn't get any eggs, so that they at least go home with something, you know. So we'd like to give those kids, the ones that don't get anything, tickets, at least something. And I would like to thank all the volunteers that have helped put the program together over the course of all these years. But this year we have a whole bunch of people that are helping stuff those eggs, and there'll be people at the gates, and they're all volunteers, so nobody gets paid for any of this stuff. So we just love doing it for the community.
You told me you had an Albuquerque background years ago. Do they hunt for eggs in Albuquerque too?
Last time I was there, yeah, they have big events there too, but they're a bigger city, so they have a lot of them. So.
Always fascinating to find out where people came from and landed and love it here in Yankton. And that would sum it up for you? You love it in Yankton?
Yes, I do love it here. That's why I haven't moved anywhere yet.
Allison Spock, thanks for setting up this event. Thanks to the Elks Lodge. I hope everything goes smooth and all the eggs get found.
Please join us on Saturday, the 19th at 1 o'clock.